This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2003, How to Up Your English Vocabulary Game. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Are you ready to run up your All Ears English listening time? Let's get into it. How can you use the phrasal verb run up in 3 different ways? Find out today.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Aubrey. How's it going?
Hi, Lindsay. I'm great. How are you this fine morning?
I'm feeling pretty good. Pretty good. The sun's shining in Denver, so all good.
That always puts everyone in a good mood, right? Yes. A little bit of sunshine, for sure.
I think so. Yeah.
Especially when it's not too hot. It's just like,
Beautiful. Because right now we're in, you know, springtime and getting into summer, but not quite there yet. Not in the heat of summer yet. So it's great. But I do have a question for you, Aubrey. Are you ready?
All right. Let's hear it. Yeah.
All right. Have you ever run up a large bill at a restaurant without knowing it? So the bill arrives at your table and it's like $1,000 or something crazy. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I do have a really funny story about this. The main one I can think of is when I was engaged to my husband. We were looking for a fun place to have like the wedding luncheon, and we wanted to have it at a cute restaurant. So we went to this French restaurant with our parents to sort of check it out. And we asked the server to recommend a couple things for us to try. And he recommended the seafood salad. And he said, it'll be enough for all of you to share, right? There were 6 of us. And so we're like, great, that sounds great. So he brought it, and it was the most gigantic salad you've ever seen. It was like as big as the table and had so much seafood in it, like lobster claws and crab and everything.
Like we were like, paella,
oh, wow, this is bigger than we expected. It was fantastic. It was delicious. We ate it. And when the bill came, because we didn't ask, you know, oh, how much is it? And he didn't let us know.
Right.
Just for that salad, $500.
Oh my God.
For a salad. We were shocked.
Oh, you got into trouble. Oh my gosh. That's insane.
Yes. We're like, wow. Oh. And my husband and I were both like these college students with no money. No, and, you know, our parents were planning on footing the bill, which means paying for the bill. I think they both were like boggle-eyed, just surprised.
Yeah.
You know, you would sort of think at that price and they would give you a heads up.
They would give you a heads up. And that was just the opportunity to check out the restaurant. Did you end up booking the restaurant for the actual event?
Or we did actually. Yes, it was. And it was actually what was really surprising about the cost of the salad. It was everything else. It was a nice place, but it was pretty reasonably priced. Like the salad wasn't on the menu, so there was no way to know what. Yeah. But, you know, we just had like people could choose salmon or chicken or like a vegetarian option for the luncheon. Yeah. And we were able to like book the entire place, which was really beautiful. It was really beautifully decorated and it was quite reasonable.
Okay. So we spent
luckily,
all
our parents were still on board in spite of the crazy priced salad.
Oh, I love that story. So you really ran up a $500 bill. Okay. Interesting story. Thank you for sharing that with us.
And of course, that was just the salad. So the whole bill is probably like closer to $1,000.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of money to spend one meal at a restaurant for sure. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if our listeners noticed here, Aubrey, what I said. I said, have you ever run up, right? To run up a large bill. That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. Exactly. This is a really interesting phrasal verb, and we got a great question about it. So we want to share that and share all the different meanings for run up, because there are quite a few. We use it lots of different ways.
Yes. But first, we want to remind you guys right now, if you are not currently following this podcast, you want to, because we release 4 days a week on this show, and it's just easier when it drops into your queue, the new episodes. We'll let you know when that episode is ready. So go and hit that follow button if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, wherever you listen, hit follow. Okay.
Yes. And you never know when there's a bonus. So you'll miss those if you're not following. So make sure to follow the podcast, guys.
So where did this question come from, Aubrey? How did we get this question?
Mm-hmm. So Sandy sent it to us. She manages our social media in China, Bilibili and some of the social media networks there. And she forwarded us this amazing question. Shout out to Sandy. Thank you for sending us your great questions.
Yes. I love it. So I'll go ahead and read the question, Aubrey, and then we can answer it for our listener. Perfect. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Would you please talk about the word up? Sometimes it says run up or walk up. I feel that up could be removed, but it is more native. Looking forward to hear from you soon. I am Michelle, by the way. So some listener named Michelle in China. Thank you for the question.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Wherever you find our podcast, if you follow us on social media, leave us questions. We love these specific questions to answer in an episode. Thank you, Michelle. This is a great one.
Yes. So what are we getting into? How are we going to answer this question for Michelle and all of our listeners? Because it is a good one.
It is great. And there's a lot here. So today we're going to divide this and talk about run up today because it has several different meanings. And then be sure to follow because in a future episode, we'll cover that other phrasal verb, walk up.
Okay. I love it. I love it. So let's start with the first. So, all right. So where do we start, Aubrey? You lead us. Lead us through.
Okay. So the first meaning means to go up like in a building, like go upstairs, right? Mm-hmm. And You can remove up here. It's slightly more informal with up. So you can either just say, I'm going to run to her office, and same meaning, I am going to run up to her office.
Okay.
So it's very native and natural. I likely would say, I'm going to run up to her office.
Right.
But you can drop it and it means the same thing.
Okay. But this always means when you're going up, physically up, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Going upstairs, going up a level, going up the elevator, you're going to a floor above you in a building. I'm going to run up.
Okay. So just because we're moving to the next floor, we don't have to say up. You could take it out. Is that correct, what I'm hearing?
Exactly. Okay. Right. There are multiple ways to say this. You can just say, I'm going to go to their office. I'm going to go upstairs, right? But this is very native and natural to use this phrasal verb and say, I'm going to run up. Or in a home, he ran up to his bedroom. Instead of saying he went upstairs to his bedroom, like we often will use run up.
Yeah.
He ran up.
Yeah. And it gets trickier in a place like Midtown Manhattan, right? If you say, I'm going to run up to the coffee shop, does that usually mean you're going up the avenues or not the avenues, the cross streets?
Right. It basically means like to go uptown, right?
Uptown.
Wouldn't you say, I would never say, if I were already uptown and I'm going south downtown, I wouldn't say, I'm going to run up to the coffee shop. It is sort of a geographic thing. We also use it this way.
Right.
And, you know, we can, of course, say he ran over to the coffee shop or he ran to the coffee shop.
Sure.
But if it's headed uptown, headed north, usually, we often will say run up. He ran up to the coffee shop.
And if we're headed west or east, I guess you would say over.
That's when we'd say over, right? And if it's downtown, right? If we're headed south,
down
he ran down to the coffee shop. Even if it's just like a street or two downtown, we wouldn't say up.
Interesting. I love it. That's fascinating, especially interesting in New York City, a place like a city that's a grid like that. It's a perfect grid. And we know when we're going up, down, across, however we're doing it.
Exactly. And we use it for cities, for locations as well. My family's in Idaho. And if I'm coming from Arizona, which is south, they would say, are you going to come up this summer? Meaning, are you going to come visit? Right. But because it's north, they would never say, are you going to come down? I would say, are you going to come down to Arizona? So we use this with north, south too, using up and down.
Right. Or for example, so we're getting into it now, but I flew to LA this past weekend to visit family and, you know, LA is south of Denver. And so getting on the plane, the guy says, oh, we're going to take you down to, you know, LA today in an hour and a half. So even on a plane, we're looking at geography and thinking going up, going down. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting. That pilot would never say, we're going to take you up to LA. No, because it's south of here, right?
It'd be up to Washington or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So let's move on to the second use of run up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is instead of going physically yourself upstairs, we also use it to talk about taking something upstairs.
Okay.
So you might say, I ran the report up to his office. And this is often separated, right? I'm not going to say, I ran up the report to his office. We'll always put the direct object, split the phrasal verb. I ran the report. I ran the project, analysis upstairs.
Okay. So the key phrasal verb here is run something up, right? Physically moving it to a higher level. Yeah.
Exactly. And to just compare the first where we're talking about ourselves, we don't separate that ever. We'd always say, I'm going to run up. In English, we don't say, I'm going to run myself up to the office. We do that in French and Spanish. So this is difficult often for language learners.
Yes.
But in English, we say, I'm going to run up if I'm talking about moving myself physically. And if I'm taking something else, I'll say, I'm going to run that thing up.
Ooh, this is actually a quite high level episode. When I first glanced at our outline, I thought it's straightforward, but it's actually pretty high level. So guys, you're going to want to listen to this episode a couple of times. And again, make sure you hit follow to get episodes like this one, but go back and listen to what we just said, because numbers one and two, right? The categories are different, but similar. So be careful.
Right. Okay. That's what's interesting. You would possibly think, oh, we don't need to separate these because we're still, something's going upstairs. But the grammar is different if you are going upstairs yourself or if you're taking something upstairs. So that's why we have to look at these separate so that we understand how to use them. Let's give a couple more examples to hopefully really solidify this.
Second example. So he's good. Did we say this one already? I'm not sure. He's going to run the meeting notes up to her. So clearly, she is on another floor above him, right?
Yep.
So he's going to run the meeting notes up to her. Yeah.
Exactly. That means he's physically taking them. You would never say this if you're like sending an email or whatever.
Right.
But if you have these meeting notes and you need to either take the elevator or take the stairs up a floor, this is how we would say that. He's running the notes up or he's going to run the notes up.
Yeah, I love that. What's the last example?
And the last one, this might be just in a house. Can you run this up to your sister? Mm-hmm. So whatever it is, can you run this food up? Can you run this laundry up? Means I'm handing you something and I'm asking you to take it up to another person, to take it upstairs.
Interesting. Okay. I love
it. I keep pointing up. If you guys are watching on YouTube, I'm like pointing up.
Maybe that'll be on the YouTube thumbnail, right? Up.
Yeah, right. Me pointing up. That would be really perfect.
All right. Number three, the third category here for our listeners is what? Yeah.
This is the one you used at the beginning of the episode when you asked me if I've ever run up a bill. It means to increase or allow something to pile up. So we often talk about it with debt or bills or maybe a score in a game, right? Sports teams would say, for example, the baseball team ran the score up in the third inning. It means they got a lot of hits. They increased the score.
Yeah, this is the one that is more figurative. It's not physical necessarily, right? It's just a rapid increase of something. And you're right,
exactly.
Aubrey. It usually is about debt, charges, getting into trouble a little bit, right?
Right. So, we might say she often runs up charges on her telephone bill.
Right.
That means she's making a lot of charges and allowing that to pile up.
Exactly.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Okay, let's get into it here, Aubrey. Is there another episode that's somewhat similar that we should send our listeners to for any reason?
Yeah, as I was planning, I thought about the idiom to run up the flagpole, which we covered very recently. If you missed it, go check it out. It's episode 1944, New or No Longer. And we talked about business English slang with David Burke. And we talked about that idiom and if we still use it to, it just means to like, run an idea to give an idea to someone who is like a decision maker.
Yes.
But you and he had a great conversation about that. So be sure to check that out.
Yeah. Check out David's podcast. I'll have to catch up with him. I know we collaborated a few months ago. I haven't heard from him in a while. So hopefully his new podcast is launching. Great nice. Guys. Go check out his show. Good stuff. All right. So should we do a role play?
Yeah, let's do it. In this role play, you and I are at an NBA game.
Oh, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Okay. Wow, they really ran up the score this half.
Seriously. Hey, I'm going to run up to the snack shop. Want anything?
No, thanks. But can you run this up to the trash for me?
Sure, no problem. So we got all three in there.
You know what I think about when I think about run this up? I think about internships. Can you run this coffee upstairs for me? You
know, like, right, interns, absolutely. The right. intern that yeah, you're bossing intern. Around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel bad. There's a lot of movies in the 90s where I feel like this is less common now, that internships are more legitimate. But I feel like we went through a period in the aughts in the 90s where internships were just people were working for free. It was like free labor, and people were doing things like running coffee up to the C-suite or whatever it was, not getting actual experience. It's kind of bad.
Did you see the film Emily the Criminal on Netflix?
I've heard about
Aubrey Plaza.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty new. I really loved it. But this happens where she goes to interview for this job and she's super excited. And then she discovers there's no salary. It's just an internship. And she's like so frustrated because this is really the job she needs to advance her career, but she needs money. So she really like, no. And she sort of gives a speech about like, it's like, how dare you? How dare you ask me to do this role and not be paid a reasonable wage? And it's kind of true. Like,
I don't think companies can get away with that anymore. As much as they could in the aughts. Things are changing. So that's good.
Yeah. Let's go through this role play. The first one we used was that third meaning, to increase or like have something pile up. And here it's with a score at a sporting game. Just you said, wow, they really ran up the score this half. That means they got a lot of points.
Yep. They increased it. And then you said, seriously, hey, I'm going to run up to the snack shop. That means that you physically are going to the snack shop. And it's
exactly
upstairs.
And it must be up, right? Up so somewhere. Like, maybe we have floor seats, let's assume, in this
fancy
imaginary
life. Fancy life.
And so I would be going up the stairs to get to the snack shop. Otherwise, if it were below us, then I would have said, I'm going to run down to the snack shop.
Yes, I love that idea, Aubrey. We're sitting at courtside seats next to famous actors and actresses. I'll go for it.
Yes, right.
It's our role play, right?
Exactly. We could do what we want. Yes. Those are very expensive seats, guys. So that's why we'll just pretend here.
Yeah. And then the last thing I said, no thanks, but can you run this up to the trash for me? So because you're going up there to the snack shop, which is above the courtside seats, I ask you to take this thing up to the trash because the trash is also up there by the concessions.
Exactly. Right. And this is very native, natural that we would say this way. And you can also, of course, say, can you take this to the trash for me? But we would often say this, can you run this up? Can you run this up to the trash for me?
Yeah.
So you're going to hear it. I'm excited. Now you guys know all of these different meanings of run up, so you can use them and understand them when you hear them.
Super high level episode today. So, you know, for the takeaway today, guys, listen again. You know, listen again tomorrow to this same episode, as well as tomorrow's episode, of course. But this is the kind of episode you need to hear these examples multiple times because it is pushing your level into that, probably that C1 level, right, Aubrey? We're really getting up there near native, you know, fluency level here. Love it.
Absolutely, right? Especially where it does have three different meanings and the grammar is a little different depending on what the context is, what you're talking about. But
I love it.
I definitely, yeah, these examples and this role play will help clarify. So yeah, I agree. Listen to the episode again, make sure you're clear on this, and then use it. Use it in conversations to ask people.
Yeah. You know,
like this is a perfect conversation if you're at a game with somebody. Use it.
It's true. I mean, we don't officially own the word or own the understanding until we've used it. Right? We can memorize the dictionary, but we don't own those words yet until we use them to connect, guys. So go ahead and connect. Good stuff. All right, Aubrey. Talk to you very soon. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.